Bo Wolf here with Lance Zierlein of the Sideline View, talking big picture draft needs for the Eagles, especially along the two lines and for the Eagles offensive line. A great year. All five guys played all 16 games, but eventually three of those five starters are getting a little bit older. That roster is going to need to turn over at some point. You know what the Eagles are looking for, athletic offensive lineman. Anybody here at the Senior Bowl who jumps out to you?
You know, one guy right off the bat that jumps out to me is Wes Johnson from Vanderbilt, because he's only 290, 292 pounds. My guess is they can maybe get him up to about 298. But he's technically very sound. He's a little stronger than you think he's going to be for his weight. And I think he can play guard or center. So, I mean, we know he's played tackle.
Right.
And he could swing out there. But it offers a great deal of roster flexibility when you have a guy who can play maybe three positions on the line. And for what the Eagles like to do, I think he's a really great fit at the guard position, or potentially down the road the center position. So I think Johnson's a guy really to keep your eye on him. And then, you know, if Chip Kelly wants to go to a little more strength at the guard position, because it seems like every team that likes to run a lot of inside and outside zone, eventually they get to a point where they want to be able to win in short spaces, and they like to combine athleticism with a little more power. You know, a guy like Brandon Thomas, who played at Clemson, where they ask you to do a little bit more. He didn't get in space a ton, but I think he's able to do it. He's technically sound. But it's interesting, because this draft last year, I thought there were a lot more guys who fit what the Eagles would want to do. And at least at the Senior Bowl this year, we see a little bit more power. There are some players here that I just don't think are big upgrades for the Eagles, quite frankly, at the position that they'd be looking for in terms of depth. Billy Turner from North Dakota State, he's a guy who struggled here at the Senior Bowl with the level of competition jumping up. But I think with coaching, he's got the tools and he's got the type of talent that the Eagles might like. It just might take a couple years.
When you watch this Eagles offensive line on tape, are they doing more athletic things than the other offensive lines?
Without question. I mean, they're asked to turn and run. You know, what Chip likes to do is set up his inside zone game, where so many, I think it was 9 plays of over 25 yards for Shady McCoy last I saw, came in between the tackles. And the reason that happened is because you really set it up with outside, 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 get that defense stretched, and then go inside. Well, to stretch defenses and stress them, you have to have offensive linemen that can get out and stress and stretch defense as well. It's not just McCoy. I mean, it's about Mathis, who I thought was just phenomenal this year. I really did. And we know how athletic Lane and Jason Peters are. And of course, you know, you have really across the board, from guard to guard, really tackle to tackle, easily the most athletic offensive line in pro football. So, yes, you're going to be asked to do a little more. With Kelly, one of the things that I think is interesting is he's always evolving. So it wouldn't shock me if he put a different wrinkle in his offense next year, where he decided, hey, teams aren't expecting us to do this, so let's do this. You
right.
know, whether it's a little bit more power to go with some outside stuff. So, you know, to me, you could see a little wrinkle with a little bit more power on that team, with Chip Kelly maybe wanting to say, hey, let's control the inside here, and then we'll work our way out. Go inside out instead of outside in.
So fascinating to see how Chip Kelly will adjust to the adjustments this offseason.
Right.
Let's switch sides of the line, defensive line. One of the great things for the Eagles defense this year was seeing this young defensive line emerge.
Right.
Cedric Thornton, Fletcher Cox, Benny Logan, all impressive guys there. But the one body type they're lacking on the defensive line is that huge two-gap and nose tackle. There are some big bodies here who could fit that mold.
Yeah, I think one of the interesting ones that could be had with a value is the Ellis kid out of Louisiana Tech. He's a little shade over 6'1". He's 350 pounds or so, but doesn't look it. Carries the weight really well. Moves quickly, too, so you don't necessarily sacrifice the ability to get some penetration when you want to by still having a wide body. I thought McCullers, you know, I don't know that he's going to fit what Chip Kelly likes, because despite the fact that he has had some very good reps at the Senior Bowl, I'm not sure that he is a guy that fits into the tempo,
right.
100% effort. To me, I think that motor needs to show that it's cranked up a little bit more than, you know, just a few reps at the Senior Bowl. But there's no question that from a size standpoint, at over 350 with that length, that he's going to be intriguing to the Eagles. And I think Hageman, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, from Minnesota, he's taller than I think maybe some teams would like at that position, but he's a guy that really plays with a lot of effort, at least at the Senior Bowl. He needs to crank it up a little bit more in the regular season, but another guy where you don't sacrifice an effort and an up-the-field ability-to-make-play type of guy when you're looking for a guy with a little more size.
We have heard Chip Kelly say, big people beat up little people. That's what we're looking for at that nose tackle position. McCullers is like 6'7" and change.
And he's massive.
Right, and then Hageman's 6'6". Those guys, big guys, but as you said, they have to keep up with the tempo.
I think it's all about how do you play? Do you play strong?
Right.
You know, big people can be, how do you play strong? I think James from Penn State has really looked good. He's physical. If you're going to get bull rushed, he's going to be the guy to bull rush you so far. And when I've watched the drills here at the Senior Bowl. So I think Chip will be looking for guys who are big framed but play big. And that's the important thing. And more importantly, have high football character. You got to want to practice hard for Chip Kelly and that Eagles defense. If you practice hard, you'll play hard, and I think that's going to be the real key when you're looking at players in the draft and especially at the Senior Bowl. Find guys who are giving you great intensity on every rep out. That's what Hageman's been doing. McCullers, I don't see it quite as much all the time, but the size is there. There's no question.
All right. Well, Lance Erline of thesidelineview.com breaks it down for us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Stay tuned for much more throughout the draft process.